At a Washington news conference this week, NASA scientists discussed the upcoming Phoenix mission to Mars. The probe is scheduled for launch in the pre-dawn hours of August 3rd and will take 10 months to reach its target. Project manager Barry Goldstein explains what happens next.
On May 25th, 2008, the fun begins. We separate from the cruise stage, as you can see here. We're traveling at about 12,600 miles an hour, hitting the planet. We take up most of that energy with the heat shield, which is at the bottom of the entry vehicle, as you can see. We pop our parachute. We're going at about 750 miles an hour at this point.
Unlike previous Mars probes that bounce to the surface, this one has thrusters that ignite and cushion the landing. Again, NASA's Barry Goldstein.
Basically, what we're dealing with is we're dealing with a system that's coming into the planet at 12,600 miles an hour, screaming into the planet, and slowing down to basically zero inside 7 minutes. That's always a tough thing to do.
Once the dust settles, the solar rays on the Phoenix deploy. The camera springs up into place, followed by instruments used to collect atmospheric data. The robotic arm on Phoenix scoops up soil samples and drops them into a sort of oven for analysis. That is done by remote by Peter Smith's team at the University of Arizona.
I see this mission as a stepping stone towards the search for life on other planets, and we're hoping to find a place that we consider really a habitable zone on Mars. And to me, if we can find that out, that would be a tremendous success in this mission.
The public is invited to join the Phoenix mission in its search for water and life on Mars by logging onto the Internet at www.nasa.gov. Paul Sisko, VOA News.